40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the second day in a row and the third time in a week, the skies over North America included U.S. fighter jets shooting things down.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada says on his order, a U.S. warplane shut down an unidentified object that was flying high over northern Canada. Trudeau said NORAD Command shot down the object over the Yukon.
The object was flying at an altitude of approximately 40,000 feet, had unlawfully entered Canadian airspace and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Now, very much related to that, there was a brief stop on flights over parts of Montana tonight, the Pentagon effectively calling that a false alarm. In the meantime, after the Friday shoot down off the coast of Alaska,
the U.S. military is scouring the frozen Arctic for the wreckage, while also searching off the Carolina coast for the payload of a huge Chinese surveillance balloon shot down last week.
We made sure that We were buttoned down and movement was limited and communications were limited.
In an exclusive interview, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told CBS's David Martin all bases where U.S. nuclear forces are located were ordered to cover up as the Chinese airship passed over the United States.
CBS News correspondent Christina Ruffini. Turning now to the aftermath of that catastrophe in Turkey and in Syria, now blamed for more than 28,000 deaths.
6 days after the devastating earthquakes, and the hopes of finding survivors is dwindling by the minute. But rescue workers remain determined to try and save anyone they can.
They painstakingly pick through the rubble, desperately searching for survivors. Then their worst fear. One emergency worker was moderately injured, the rest unharmed. Unimaginable luck in a place with so little.
Reporting from the scene, correspondent MTS Tayyab. Back here, coming up Sunday, America's biggest sports extravaganza.
Super Bowl 57 will mark the first time both teams are led by black quarterbacks. For the Eagles' Jalen Hurts, it's also his first Super Bowl.
I see it as an opportunity to honor everyone that has come before me.
The guys that came before me and Jalen set the stage for this, and now I'm just glad that we can kind of set the stage for guys that are kids that are coming up now.
Jason and Travis Kelce will be the first brothers to play on opposing teams in a Super Bowl.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve at the game site, Glendale, Arizona. And in nearby Phoenix, Brittany Griner attended a golf tournament. That is her second public appearance since her release from a Russian prisoner in a dramatic prisoner swap in December. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Messiah. I come out from the clay.
Casey Kevy. We are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run, Head Start, Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah. Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock. Here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joy's Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. This song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Running in and ready for- Wax Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Wax Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax. Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Wax Inc. Heavy.
CBS News Brief. No word yet on what it was or where it came from. Something shot down by a U.S. pilot way up north in Canada's Yukon.
Canada and the United States will continue to work together through the binational command of NORAD to defend our two nations.
That is Anita Anand. She's Canada's defense minister. No word yet either on what another U.S. pilot shot down near Alaska a day before. More than 28,000 deaths are now blamed on this past week's catastrophic quakes in Turkey and Syria. About relief help, UN aid chief Martin Griffiths says,
the fact that people with great expertise who got here very quickly committed, working day and night, to do what's needed. That's remarkable. And I hope that when we launch our appeals for both Turkey and Syria, that we'll get the generous donor response as well.
Coming up in less than a day near Phoenix, a little football game called the Super Bowl.
Nearly 1,000 police from state, local, and federal agencies will be working this game.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foote.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
I wanna get myself in.
next day, and he jumped in his car. He headed out to L.A. with a shirt on his back and a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He drove all night. Destination got a tattoo. He started chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell. He lost his life that night. So welcome to rock and roll.
Flashing back to 2007 with that one, Half Past Zero and Rock and Roll Hell from their album Devils in Disguise. Some Rapscallion before that with San Andreas, one of my favorite songs from 2002 from Rapscallion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze in some Romero before the night is done. And maybe some older Chaos Revolution Theory and Fall to Rise. Sounds like a plan right now. I promised you this last half hour. Here it is. Droids Attack on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy. That is Romero and Take the Potion. I haven't heard Romero in a long time. They're awesome. Droids Attack before that. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you get a hold of us, maxincradio@gmail.com, to send us music. And tune in next week, 6 p.m. to midnight, every Saturday night. It's original local music from Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Got that Fall Arise just around the corner right now with my buds in Chaos Revolution Theory from CRT6. This is KMF on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy.
Promise you won't say a thing.
The nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999. And again,
you are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.